If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Yeah. Welcome back to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. My name is Eliza Gelman. Hello. I hope everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving. I hope that everyone is back feeling refreshed. Honestly, I highly doubt it. I think a small percentage of people will come back refreshed because after the holidays, I feel like we are all... It might not even be about the food, but it's definitely about the energy. You're around a lot of people, potentially, and things are different. Like we talked about in last week's episode, routines are thrown off. Overconsumption of caffeine and sugar and foods that we're not used to eating and staying at other people's houses potentially or whatever it is. I just hope that we have all taken a second to think about what we're grateful for, the classics, family, friends, health, and our safety, our country, all of those good, beautiful, amazing things. And again, reminder, so thankful for you all. Thank you for listening. Let's get into today's episode. I'm heading out of town in about 2 hours, and I figured instead of trying to record this on the road and forcing something, I thought, why don't I just hop on here after a morning workout? Went downstairs, did a little bit of full body, a little bit of upper body, and then walked for 20 minutes, and it felt good. And I think that a reoccurring thought that comes into mind is how to stay motivated, because when our minds are busy, it feels like the last thing we want to do is go push ourselves in the gym or workout. And I do think that ultimately, when it comes to consistency in your fitness, that is the key indicator of health, wellness, longevity, health span, lifespan. I think that is the biggest factor, is the consistency. It's not so much the intensity every single time or the perfection of the workout. It is the consistency. And it's like saying it's the 80-20 concept. I'd rather people commit a short period of time each day to some type of mindful movement. It doesn't necessarily need to be you have the most intense workout 3 days per week. That's something that I was reminded of today. In this episode, we're going to break down a couple of ways to stay motivated especially throughout the holidays, but also as it gets darker earlier, we're seeing the sun go down at 5:30 and we're thinking, oh my gosh, well, this is the time we go inside, we watch a movie. It's so much easier. Like, it's snuggly where it's like Harry Potter season. Everybody's watching movies and making big hearty dinners, which is amazing and beautiful, but we don't want to get into a space where we have to dig ourselves out of a hole come January. But one of the things to consider, there's two or three things that we'll talk about on today's episode. The first thing to consider is, what does consistency look like for you? For some people, it might be you are on ClassPass and you're signed up for 3 classes per week, hot yoga, maybe a bar class, and maybe a HIIT class or something. And then the other few days of the week, you'll go for walks, you walk your dog, you'll do whatever that is. And so that way you're getting some type of mindful movement throughout the week. And that feels good to you. Maybe that is consistency for you. Then I would recommend Oh, wait, not even that. Let me go to another example of consistency. Another example of consistency might be just walking every single day. Or another example of consistency might, for me, be working out right now, I would say 5 times per week, but those workouts have not been intense. They have not been wildly heavy. They have not been super, I haven't felt the strongest that I've ever felt in the past couple of weeks, but I still feel really consistent. That could be a number of different factors, stress, work, life, being seated a lot. But I think that whatever consistency looks like for you is going to be how you can measure what you can focus on and what things may come up to distract from that consistency during this time of year. Meaning, if you're someone who typically works out after work, but over the last couple of weeks, as it's gotten darker earlier, you're thinking, oh, I'm not feeling it. I just want to go home. It's dark out. I already feel tired. Your circadian rhythm is off. You want to go home and get cuddly. Maybe you have someone else at home and you just want to get home. Or you're thinking, oh, well, I still have to grocery shop and I still have to cook dinner and then I want to have some time to chill. Totally get that. Maybe this is that time of year if you know that you're going to get home a bit earlier, if you know that during this time of year you're not into working out later at night, this is that time to say, okay, maybe I'm going to set the alarm 30 minutes earlier, go get a workout in the morning, even if it's a 30-minute workout. It does not have to be wild. But maybe you attempt a midday or morning workout, because the last thing we want to say to ourselves is, oh, I'll do it later. Oh, I'll do it later. Because we know that no matter what, something always comes up. Something typically shows up. Unless you are absolutely steadfast on this being your time of work to work out or move your body, we know something always comes up. A few more emails pop through and you end up not leaving work until, you know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes later than you normally do. Maybe traffic gets crazy, or maybe you forgot that you had to go pick something up. You forgot an errand. You forgot to meal prep. Oh my God, I haven't gone to the grocery store. What's more important, grocery store or a workout? Maybe you do both. And maybe the real sacrifice comes from maybe that night you watch a little less TV. Maybe instead of watching an hour worth of TV, maybe you watch 30 minutes. You watch one episode of something and then you go to bed. That way you can consider waking up a little bit earlier. I think that so often we get into our comfort in our homes, which is truly a blessing if you think about it, but we do get into that comfort of our homes and say, okay, well, I came home. We typically simply extend our relaxation, online shopping, TV watching, show watching, consumption, social media scrolling. That's typically the only thing that we are prolonging if we end up in our comfy space for longer. Instead of saying, okay, I know it's dark, I'm still going to go to the gym, or I'm still going to go to this yoga class after work, or I'm still going to go for this walk on a treadmill. Maybe it's dark out and you don't want to walk alone. But things will always come up. And it's a matter of if we want to stay consistent, if we are going to have to make some type of small sacrifice, either on the front end or the back end. Without doing that and without acknowledging that that is a normal part of consistency and regularity and making sure you are doing what makes you feel good, because you're never going to regret that workout or that movement, but you will get home and if you don't go, it might simply just extend the amount of time that you're chilling and relaxing and you think, okay, well, I could have gone for a 20-minute walk. So often during this time of year, we spend our time seated. This is part number two. This is part number two that I want to get into, which is the sedentariness of this time of year. The more we sit and the more we relax, the more we typically want to sit and relax. If we're sitting all day long, like yesterday, we were in the car. Was that yesterday? No, excuse me. On Saturday, we were driving back from Florida and we drove 9 hours. I think we were in the car for about 10 hours. And that's a lot of time seated. And by the end of it, we were still exhausted. But we were like, we haven't moved all day long, but it's as though this crazy concept, the more we sit and the more lethargic we are acting, our mind will calibrate to that level of activity. And when we are moving, when we have to walk around, when we have to run errands, and we have to be in a space of productivity, physical productivity, our mind will also calibrate to that energetic level. However you want to feel, you will have to make your environment more conducive to that. So if you think, okay, I want to feel energized during this time of year, I still want to relax and, you know, have your time and do your thing, enjoy the holidays, but you still want to feel energized. Nobody enjoys feeling that sleepy, tired, middle of the day slump. So if you're neglecting the consistency in your workouts, your body will naturally calibrate to the more sedentary way of thinking. Their sedentary way of thinking, which is directly correlated to a sedentary physical state. Things we can do. Okay, right now I'm recording this on Monday. So if some Cyber Monday deals are still going on, God bless, I hope they are. If you have the opportunity, if you work at home, hear me out. You're going to be like, oh, okay, it's too much. But if you remember, this was in February. I was staying, because I was going through some transitions in February, but I was staying at my friend's house and she has a treadmill desk. Excuse me. And you might think, oh my gosh, that's so intense. I have too many calls. I have to be on emails. I have to do all these things. Nothing I haven't heard before. Let me tell you all the things that I could do while I was walking at like a 1.0. It wasn't like I was on a treadmill huffing and puffing. I never sweat. I never was out of breath. It was never anything like that. It was simply to get my lymphatic drainage and to get my body moving. My hips weren't getting tight. My glutes felt good. I was walking on like a 1.0, maybe a 1.5. And if I was doing something really passively, then yeah, I would walk. Or if I was just like talking on the phone, then I'd walk maybe a little bit faster. Let me tell you all the things that I could still do. I could still record a podcast. I could edit a podcast. I could return emails with depth, actual depth, not just a quick response. I could read. I could take a Zoom call. All of these different things I could do while I was still moving. And of course, I wasn't doing that all the time, but when I wasn't seated or when I wasn't walking, I was still standing. If you can, the girl, one of my best friends, she has hers, and I think hers costs, you know, $300, but I bet you anything, Cyber Monday, this is the gift to give the person, the wellness friend that you have. I'm going to do an episode next week on different wellness brands and different ways to gift give for the wellness people. But oh my gosh, the walking desk is truly the most incredible thing because hear me out. When you have a standing desk, you can and bring it up, bring it down. Hold on, quick sip. Yum. By the way, I put the Organifi collagen in my coffee this morning and I feel no crash. I feel no jitters. I feel no nothing with the caffeine. Collagen has like 10 grams of protein in it. Good for hair, skin, nails. Organifi.com/HTH. Shameless plug. You know I love Organifi. I've already had my green juice, but I did put the collagen in my coffee this morning. And even my boyfriend, he said, oh, did you put the collagen in there? And he kind of wanted to try it. So the whole family's getting involved. And it's great. It dissolves super easily. It has 10 grams of protein, absolutely zero flavor, not chunky. It is beautiful. It just dissolves right up. You can try Organifi's. I also, on my trip, I have packed a little bit of the greens juice so I can have one every single morning. I also packed the magnesium so I can sleep at night. And sometimes when I'm sitting all day long, taking a magnesium supplement helps to reduce any type of like tightness in my body. And especially if you're traveling and dehydrated, if you're prone to Charlie horses, and if you're prone to like your leg seizing up I guess they are called a Charlie horse when your leg cramps up. Oh my God, it's the worst. Anywho, you can use the code HTH for 20% off. And I think they do free shipping on some types of orders. Highly recommend trying out all the Organifi products, but especially the collagens, the greens, and the magnesium. I love it. Anywho, but oh man, where are we going with this? Oh yeah. When we are, oh man, here's what I have to do. When I got lost in the coffee, in the collagen, but the standing desk. Yeah. So that'll be a great gift to give yourself. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that makes the standing desk, not the standing desk, but that makes the walking treadmill desk 10x better than even a standing desk. Obviously you need a standing desk for this to work as well. But I got my standing desk a long time ago. I think I got it for $160. I did have to assemble it. It was kind of a biatch, but my dad helped me with that. Thanks God. Highly recommend. I just used it was a crank one. It wasn't an electronic one because I didn't want a bunch of plugs around. But when you have a standing desk, you're either sitting or standing. And then you kind of shift back and forth on one leg, and people typically have one tighter hamstring or one IT band or one glute gets really tight, and one side of your lower back is more painful, typically because we're shifting back and forth, distributing our weight onto one leg as we stand. But with the treadmill desk, you're either walking or standing. It's super simple, but it's not something you want to move 10 times per day to replace with your chair. So it almost forces you into this open state of being. It forces you to either pace while you walk or stand during a conference call. And I'm telling you, especially if you're on Zoom calls, if you stand during your call, this is one of the tools that one of the techniques that we teach, spoiler alert, in our public speaking seminars, is when you are standing, you have more presence. You assert a sense of confidence as you are standing, more so than when you're seated trying to give a presentation or give a talk. That's a life hack within itself. So not only will you feel more confident, but you're going to move your circulatory system. You will get your blood pumping. You will get your heart moving. Everything will be better. I am telling you, especially if you have a parent who is, you want to get your parents nice and healthy and there's a lot going on. Maybe you get them one of these for just having in the living room, so it's not this big clunky thing. You can put it behind the sofa or behind a chair, but they can just be walking while they're watching TV or while they're filing their nails, while they're talking to you on the phone, while still enjoying it. So this is not something you have to do when guests are around, but you can do it. If we're all sitting there watching TV at night and you have the opportunity for one episode to, or just during the episodes, and then when it's commercial, you get off and you do what you need to do. Highly recommend. Do people still get commercials? I don't know. That's something that I would strongly recommend considering. How can you move a little bit more throughout your day, especially when you feel like you're forced to be seated? Really, people were always complaining oh, we're sitting all day long. Oh, we're sitting all day long. Well, what are you doing when you get breaks? Are you laying down on the couch? When you get breaks, are you going to take a nap? Are you sitting again? Are you sitting down and scrolling? Are you switching your eyes to one screen to another? Not saying that any of these things are bad, but if you are in that state of, I want to feel more energized, sitting down and doing all that is not really going to help. Of course, rest and recovery is important, but sitting down and laying around as your break will not stimulate the body or the mind. Those are the first two, which is, what are some key contributors to allowing you to stay consistent? So recognize what consistency is for you, and consider some of the pitfalls that may come into play during this time of year, and figure out a way to get around that. Two, it's understanding that your body will adapt to its environment, and your mind will adapt to your body's environment. Meaning, if you have a very sedentary environment, you can expect a more sedentary thought process, more lethargic thought process. But if you have a physical and moving body and you're letting things flow through you, you're letting your blood circulate, you're letting your heart pump, you are moving around your lymphatic system, then you can expect more clarity, more energy, and overall more creativity and peace of mind. The third thing when it comes to staying motivated and staying fit throughout the holidays is really putting less pressure on yourself to have a specific type of workout. I truly believe that. And I do think that that comes into play. All of these really culminate towards ensuring that you are simply, you're simply getting there. There are so many times when we don't want to go get a workout in and we don't want to move. And at the times when we want it least, that's oftentimes the times that we either A, need it the most, or two, or, oh my gosh, I need a sip of water. Hold please. Just blew your eardrums out with that cough. But showing up is going to be 99% of the battle. And we're always rewarded when we show up for ourselves. And I mean rewarded not in the sense of, oh, we're burning calories or we're burning fat. Those are all, you know, if that's what you're going for, great. But we're rewarded with confidence. We are rewarded with that extra motivation of, oh, I can actually do it. And it makes the next day so much better. If you're feeling like you do not want to go for a workout and you show up for it, and yeah, maybe it ends up being not your favorite workout, not your best. Maybe you only get through, you know, 70% of it and you just say, eh, I'd rather just walk. And then maybe you just walk. But sticking to it and keeping that commitment to yourself is going to build confidence. It will add on to the expertise in your own body that you receive. It will also, you'll begin to recognize, hey, when I do really, really not want to go show up, it's not because I've been moving around all day. It's not because I've been super busy all day. It's because you've probably been seated all day long, or you've been in one chunk of area. It's because you've either been seated all day or you've been focusing on one project all day, or you're just mentally exhausted. And totally understand there are days for rest. But if you recognize, hey, is my mind just in a really sleepy, slow place because my body has not been moving all day? If that is the answer, and you really have to ask yourself, is that what's going on? Then that is the time to go for a walk. That is the time to move around, get your body, just to remind your body that you are there for it and you can tell your body, hey, we're going to get out of this funk. I know you don't like feeling sleepy, so we're going to go move around a little bit. I'm not saying go chug pre-workout at 6 p.m. and then go hit a CrossFit workout, but I do mean show up and get it done. Get something done. This morning, I literally went into the gym. I grabbed a set of 25s. I did 3 rounds of chest press. I did low row. After a little warm-up, I did like a 5-minute mini warm-up, upper body warm-up. And then I did some band work where I was in a ISO squat and just did low rows with a band. And then I did some abs. Absolutely nothing crazy. There was nothing wild to this workout. I was listening to a podcast the whole time, which I typically don't do. And then I just went to a treadmill and I walked for 20 minutes. I did Duolingo and I ordered one Christmas gift. I was passively multitasking. It felt good. And here we are. This is something that is so simple, but it isn't always easy. Simple and easy are not the same thing. Consider what things may hold you back from staying consistent, and all the while keeping this overarching big picture of, hey, my workouts don't have to be perfect. I don't need to annihilate a workout. Something is better than nothing. Someone sent me a video of we have a group of girlfriends from high school, honestly middle school, but we call ourselves the Slidas, and there's 13 girls and my favorite people in the world, just the best. And I got a video sent to me this morning and someone said, hey, this is gonna be Eliza, age 91, and there was a woman who was at a park doing squats, stretching her legs, moving around, doing a dead hang on a monkey bar. And she did not look 91. I was just with my 89-year-old grandmother who, she's, God bless, has had some injuries and she's been a little uncomfortable working on some physical therapy, but really doing her best, just trying to keep her mentally stimulated and physically stimulated. And that's a whole nother story, but you know, at 89, she's been based in a wheelchair for a little bit because of her injury. And I understand that these things happen, and it, as you get older, the risk gets much higher when you get an injury. And that's not where I want to be. And if someone even is joking about me being 91 and fit, I am down. I don't, you know, I want to be around for a long time. And if that means consistently getting outside, eating healthy 80% of the time, no processed BS, making sure I'm pooping every single day, and wearing sunscreen, staying hydrated, and moving my body, then yes, that's what I'm going to do. And yes, I would rather sacrifice 30 minutes a day on days where I don't want to do it so that I can have a longer life and so that I can walk downstairs and not get exhausted, or I can reach down, pick up my niece and nephew at the same time and play with them, have no big deal. Like, I want to be known as the person who can move things around and have energy and make others feel inspired to do so, because really, what I'm doing is not anything that not everyone else listening to this cannot do. Even if you have kids, even if you have anything else going on, you know, maybe your kids have soccer practice and your part-time job is essentially just an Uber driver for your kids who have their after-school activities. Can you go for a walk around the track while they're at practice? Can you do some stretches while they're doing what they need to do? I know you probably need to run errands, but when are times when you can wake up 15 minutes earlier and just do push-ups, squats, and reverse lunges in your room and stretch a little bit? Where are you prioritizing you and your body so that you can live a long, beautiful life and have the energy that you really, really want? Consider your mental state if you're feeling sleepy, and consider the correlation between that and your physical movement. Oh, okay. It is 9:30. I'm feeling pretty good. I've packed for my trip. I'll be in Atlanta this week. And oh my God, my back has been, I have been the crackinest back. Oh my God. I have had the crackinest back. It's giving Broken Branch. It's truly, oh, it's giving Blair Witch walking in the woods. I hope everyone's had an amazing week, and I'm very excited for you to hopefully have some of this resonate with you, and maybe you're just listening to this on a walk. If you are, take a screenshot, share it on your social media. If you're listening on Spotify, hit follow, leave us 5 stars, please, 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 and then if you're listening on Apple Podcast, we have enough listeners that if we had every single listener leave a 5-star and a review, we would be top of the charts. We'd be top of the charts. So leave a review, share this with a friend who needs a little motivation, and understand that there's a difference between, you know, criticizing and negative self-talking yourself and hyping yourself up to stay consistent. Let's make this about hyping ourselves up, feeling good, based in longevity, and let's say stay consistent. If you want some motivation, feel free to message me. Send me a message on Instagram. We will chit. We will chat. I'll send you a little workout. I'll send you what I did today. And maybe you do that too. And see how you feel. I hope everyone has an amazing rest of the week. And I will talk to you all next Thursday. Thank you.